Okay, we're back here at Bay College Halftime as the Western Tech Cavaliers are in town. And in our player spotlight here is one of the Escanaba boys on this Norse team, Ryan Robinette, off to a pretty good start here. How's it going, Ryan Rob?
It's going good. People are working hard. We get up early every day. We compete against each other. And I think that's the key thing with this team is we got a lot of guys. We got a lot of depth. We got like 16 guys. So, I mean, every practice people are competing for a spot.
Well, you've had your spot, but hey, Coach Steven told you, you, despite the numbers you put up in high school, that wasn't guaranteed. You had to earn your spot too, eh?
Yeah, I mean, I work extremely hard. I mean, I think I put in just as much work as anybody, if not more. I see it as a lifestyle. You know, it's more than just a game to me. I take it really seriously. It's something I've always taken seriously. So Coach told me that I have to come in and prove myself to get my spot, and that's exactly what I did.
Well, there's been a lot of people that have said you are basically taking Dre Tumanen's spot on this team as being kind of the floor leader. How would you compare your game with his? You played against him. He, of course, had a nice year here last year. He's moved on, and I don't know if it's exactly the case, but what do you think?
I just think we're two totally different players. I mean, I'm more of a kind of take my guy off the dribble, like take advantage of him, you know, just kind of like find his weak spot, see where I can beat him. Dre was more of just a pure scorer, you know. He would just he'd pull up, get his shots anytime he really wanted to, draw the foul. I'm more of like a spot-up shooter. He kind of created his shots, and Dre was a really good player, and a lot of credit to what he did here last year, but yeah, I mean, two totally different players as far as scoring and stuff go. I mean, I'm a little bigger than him, so I can guard like 1 through 4. He was more of guarding guards and stuff, so that's pretty much it.
Well, and I think the one thing that is the same is that kind of that little edge, that attitude of, I want that ball in my hands with 22 seconds to go in a game. And not everybody wants the ball in their hands, and Dre did, and you do too.
Right. That's something I've always prepared for. I mean, since I was young, since I was 3 years old, I guess, could be a guesstimate, I've always dreamed of just being in the spotlight, just kind of taking that shot that you need, you know, and being able to do that for my team, you know. I mean, that's what I trained for. I mean, I don't care if I start. I don't care about that at all. I just care about coming in and finishing the game.
Talk a little about the step-back triple that is a part of your game that not many guys really use anymore, especially at the high school level and certainly at JUCO. You did at the high school level a lot where they thought you were going to take them off the dribble and you just step back and sink it.
Yeah, that's just a really good move. I mean, it's something I practice. I sit in the gym all day. I just, whenever I'm in there, I'm on YouTube looking up the best point guards in the NBA, you know, just what they do and how they get their shots off. Because, I mean, at this level, yeah, I mean, it's JUCO. We got Division III's in front of us, Division II, Division I. But everybody on the floor at all times can play. Everybody can defend. Everybody can play offense. Everybody can shoot. Everybody brings something to the game, if not more than one thing. So you got to have ways to get your shots off. You can't just spot up, shoot every time. You can't just shoot right in people's faces like in high school. A lot of people aren't contesting jump shots. You can just shoot right over them. But here, there's a hand in your face at all times. So you got to be deceptive. That's a big thing about basketball for me. Is I like to make people think I'm going to do something, and I totally do something different, you know.
Okay, what impact, describe the impact that Brandon, your older brother, has had on you in life and in basketball, of course. It seems like he played for about 25 years up at Finlandia.
Yeah, he's just been my biggest critic, you know. I mean, that's the biggest thing is I can't lie, I get a lot of praise. A lot of people tell me the things I do right, the things I do good, and I appreciate that greatly. But he's always been someone, him and my father, have always been people who just told me the things I got to get better at, the things I, maybe the things I just kind of lacked in a certain game, you know. Just, like I said, just my biggest critic and my biggest role model. You know, he's a really good player. Got beat for how many years? 18 years straight until now. I can finally beat him. But yeah, just all the backyard games, all the losses, and all the critique stuff just really made me who I am today.
Yeah, I think I remember you scoring 28 or 29 or something for the Eskimos, and looked on Facebook or Twitter, one of them, and there's Brandon. Well, why wasn't it 30?
Yeah, that's who he is. You know, he's always just giving me a hard time, critiquing me. And I, like I said, though, I appreciate that stuff. That's I'm really good at taking criticism. I mean, my high school coach was one of my biggest critics as well. He was always on me for things I had to do better, things I can improve on. And like I said, I'm really appreciative of that.
All right. Well, Matt Johnson and Matt Gregory expect you to go to class. So tell me about the academic part of this.
It's really not that hard. I mean, it's way better than high school. I mean, you got more time to do your work. You're not sitting in a class. You're not sitting in a school for 7 hours a day. I mean, you're there for maybe three or four, and you get like an hour and a half, 2 hour span in between every class. And your teachers are really reasoning. You know, I mean, they give you leeway. I mean, I'm in some pretty general classes right now, so I'd imagine it'll get harder as my next year comes about. But yeah, it's a really nice school. They take care of you here for sure.
All right, I'll let you give a shout out to whoever you think might be listening today.
All right, I'll go shout out to my dad, shout out to my mom, shout out to shout out to my brother, shout out to everybody who's going to come to the game tonight. That's a big thing. I want to see the stands filled. I want to hear you guys get loud, get on your feet. Escanaba, let's go.
All right, Ryan Robb playing in his hometown. Thanks for being here, man.
Yep. No problem.
Okay, Ryan Robinette, and we are back with more at halftime from here at the YMCA gym on Maverick 106.